Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, and a very cold day. 8:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big story locally. Freeze warning in effect yesterday morning, this morning, and probably again tomorrow morning on the national level. California, wow, huge wildfires that are out of control. We'll get to all those things and more. But first, we have our special guest that we haven't talked to in a while, Congresswoman Kad Kamik. Happy New Year. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. It is cold up here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we've seen the reports, and we're glad to be here in the so-called Sunshine State, even though it's a bit chilly. It's better than trying to maneuver through the snowfall that I know you've seen recently. Hey, let's talk about, look, the 20th is going to be a big day for a lot of Americans. Yeah. I've told my friends that are like-minded, hey, man, January 20th is going to be like a Happy New Year celebration all over again, maybe even larger. But there's some things that could possibly get in the way. One of them is this completely bozo-like judge, in my opinion, this Judge Mershon, and his sentencing that he's going to attempt to do here just days away. What's the latest on that? What's your take on that?
So I have a lot to say on this one, Bob, because when we were in the thick of the weaponization subcommittee, Jim Jordan and I, we were investigating really what was driving this. And of course, it always comes down to the money. And so we took a look into this judge, and we're going to be exposing a lot more of this week. This is a guy who, by all accounts, should have recused himself. Even one of the elected judges from the Bronx had come out publicly and said, this is ridiculous, you need to recuse yourself. And we all know that the Bronx is not exactly a bastion of conservatism. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have people publicly calling him out, saying this is inappropriate for a number of reasons, is one thing. Second thing, you start digging into his finances. This is a judge that gave money to a super PAC called Stop Republicans. Now, I did some digging into this, and this super PAC called Stop Republicans then turns around and siphons and funnels money into other super PACs, one of which it gave millions of dollars to another super PAC that was called Stop Trump. Now, I broke out the name on that, and they said it was officially filed under stop these oppressive people, tyrants, racists, unqualified, misogynists, and propagandists. This is a judge who is giving money to this organization. Don't tell me that he can be unbiased. But then it gets worse because you start digging into his family, and his family has not only given money to this, but his daughter, Lauren Mershon, she runs a consulting firm called Authentic Campaign, which has been paid $36 million in order to go raise money for liberal, progressive, radical Democrats like Adam Schiff and AOC and Ilhan Omar, and she makes money helping them go after Trump. She got paid $36 million in the time frame that her dad was going after President-elect Donald Trump. Tell me this doesn't stink from the judge who is clearly making money for his daughter, who has a personal agenda, but then also the DA, Alvin Bragg, who campaigned on going after President Trump, who made over $1 million in campaign contributions in saying that he was going after Trump. This is just ridiculous. This isn't America. Now, we need to squash this immediately.
I think I've heard this story before. So a child of somebody in a position of power is making huge sums of money from the fact that their, you know, father is in a very powerful position directly associated with, yeah. So it sounds a lot like, I don't know, the Hunter, that Biden, name kind Biden. Of.
Yeah, it kind of, right. It rings a bell. Yes. Yes. I mean, this is the Democratic playbook. You have absolute one, nepotism. Two, it is always about the money and the kickbacks. You see that with both Nancy Pelosi and her daughter. You see that with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, which I still think that there's more to uncover there. We just had the breaking story a couple weeks ago with the National Archives. And then, of course, now you're seeing it in other parts of the country, Judge Mershon and his daughter, Lauren. It never ends.
You know, their behavior is like beyond audacious because, you know, you would say normally in this kind of scenario, you'd say, well, yeah, once this judge began to be exposed, okay, his relationship with his daughter, how she makes her money, the fact that there's no question he would have a bias against even anybody supporting Trump, let alone Trump himself. It's very, very clear. But they're so audacious now, they continue on. In other words, he keeps himself in the spotlight by talking about, yeah, we're still going to move forward. We're going to do the sentencing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Which you would get more scrutiny, which you'd think he doesn't want, but these people start to fall in love with the spotlight and believe the, I guess, the idiots that are around him. And we've seen this before. We've seen this in other arenas. I guess maybe Biden would be an example. They feel like they're untouchable. What can we do about that?
I mean, one, I think as conservatives, we have to stop pretending like ignoring it is going to make the problem go away. We always say, oh, we're going to stay focused on the thing. You know, we're going to just ignore this. And we never have any accountability. And a lot of my colleagues will say, well, you know, if we start digging into that and getting in the mud, you know, then we lose the moral high ground. There is nothing moral about protecting or ignoring this type of corruption. And so we start uncovering it, and then people say, well, you know, the American people, they do want accountability, but we also got to work on this. Listen, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And if I go anywhere, whether it is in Gainesville, whether it is in Ocala, where it's in Lake City, no matter where I go, it could be in California, people are demanding accountability. And so for the first time with the trifecta, we have an opportunity to actually get accountability. And people need to see that because there's very little trust and faith in the government for good reason that people are never held accountable. Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, she didn't intend to delete thousands and thousands of emails. Okay, officer, I didn't intend to drive 105 miles an hour in a 45. Like, come on. We have to do the accountability piece. And I think President Trump understands that. I think Jim Jordan, Speaker Johnson, all these people understand that. That's what we have to do. We not only have to uncover it, but we have to follow up and close the loop.
Well, I found out under Biden what the Medal of Freedom really means. It's bestowed on somebody like a Hillary Clinton because it means she still enjoys freedom, even though she should be locked up.
That's a good one. Yes. Yes. Hey. You know, of all the people there, I really think Michael J. Fox was the only one who was actually deserving.
Yeah. I was gagging. I was throwing up in my own mouth when she was given that award. It's completely taken away any positive meaning it could ever have. Lake and Riley Act, you mm-hmm. pushed that through Congress. That was a good thing. What do you say to 159 Democrats who still opposed it after the murder of Lake and Riley? I mean, do they understand what's at stake here?
The thing that really drives me crazy, and I read a lot of their statements and heard a lot of their speeches during the debate about why they were opposing it, and one of the squad members stood up and actually said this out loud. They said, basically, Lake and Riley's murder was the same thing as the theft of potato chips. That's a direct quote. Oh, and they said, we're not going to deport people for stealing potato chips. And I'm just appalled, absolutely appalled. You have people saying ridiculous things like that. Then you have Joe Biden, who apologizes to the illegal who murdered, and for calling him illegal, but never apologizes to Lake and Riley's family. I mean, this is absurd. And this is proof right here that there is a mental health crisis in this country, and that mental health counseling works, because now we have John Fetterman, who went through months of that, as we all remember. He's now talking like a Republican. He is now out there leading the charge on the Democratic Senate side, saying, absolutely, we need to pass this. If you're in this country illegally and you're committing crimes, you need to be deported. You need to get the heck out of here. Since when is John Fetterman the voice of reason? This is insane. It just goes to show that the Democrats, once again, are not paying attention to the mandate that the American people have given us here in Washington. They are sick of this crap. They want to make sure that their communities are safe. If you're not supposed to be in this country, you shouldn't be here. You're getting the heck out. And this is a good message also to all these sanctuary cities that are defying the federal orders of protecting these criminals, refusing to hold these people and then turn them over to ICE. There's going to be a reckoning, and this is just the beginning, but it's putting these people on notice, and these 159 Democrats, we're not going to tolerate this crap anymore, and neither will the American people.
All you got to do is give me the signal, and the purge begins.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
Congresswoman
air horn style.
No, look, we love you, and you just keep on fighting the good fight, and be the transparent, honest person that you've been, and share this information with us, and we thank you for that.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys. Gators had a hell of a game last night. Crushed number one Tennessee. I was freezing. Mike took us off up here, but I was all excited about the Gator win, and so good things are around the corner. Less than 2 weeks until Donald Trump assumes office. Let's freaking go. We are so back, baby.
Yes, indeed. Love it. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:18. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Fires in California, freezing temperatures here. A lot more to talk about as well on 97.3 The Sky.